Yes, I'm sure, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Watson?
Oh, undoubtedly. You went via Fleet Street, I take it, Mr. Wilson.
I did, Doctor. And I tell you, when we got there, such a sight as I never saw before, nor hope to see again. From north, south, east, and west, every man who had a shade of red in his hair seemed to have gathered to answer the advertisement. Fleet Street was choked to the pavements, while Pope's Court looked like a fruit barrel full of blood oranges. There were so many redheads packed side by side. Straw-colored lemon, orange, brick, Irish setter, liver, clay. I was for giving up in despair, but Spalding pointed out that there weren't many with that real vivid flame-colored tint I have. And then, dragging me by the arm, pushed and pulled and butted me through the crowd and right up the steps to the office. There was a double sweep on the steps, some going up in hope and some coming down in despair. It'll be that, isn't it? My assistant wiggled us until we stood inside, in front of a small deal table, behind which sat a man with a head even redder than mine.
Hi, next.
Good day, sir. My name is Spalding, and this is Mr. Jabez Wilson, willing, if chosen, to fill the vacancy in the red-headed league. If chosen, Mr. Spalding. Why, I cannot ever recall having seen anything so fine. What color? What texture? Every requirement is satisfied. Aye, and it would be an injustice to hesitate. But...
What the devil are you doing, sir?
Simply part of my instruction, Mr. Wilson, to administer a violent tug to the hair of any successful applicant. For we have twice been deceived by wigs and once with paint, while I could tell you tales of cobbler's wax which would disgust you with human nature. However, there are tears in your eyes, so all is as it should be. Congratulations, Mr. Wilson, and welcome to the Red-Headed League.
Duncan Ross,
and now, if you will excuse me.
you other gentlemen, the vacancy has been filled. Leave the office, if you will. Now, and can give information to those still waiting outside. Gentlemen, if you please.
Ah, that's better. Now, to particulars. You are a married man, Mr. Wilson.
Widowed, I'm afraid, sir.
But children, I hope, of a fine red-headed hue.
No, sir, we never... Though we always...
Dear me, for you must know the fund is for both the maintenance and the propagation of the red-headed. I don't really...
But, Mr. Ross, what an abundance in the article itself. What a vigour in its growth. What a colour in its pigmentation.
Aye, you're right, Mr. Spalding. I was allowing what could be to blind me to what is. Mr. Wilson, when will you be able to enter on your new duties?
Well, as to that, Mr. Ross, that would depend on what they were, what hours they occupied. What the, £4, was it?
Aye, per week. While the hours, why, 10 until 2 every day, starting next Monday. Every day note, Mr. Wilson. Or, I might add, the position is forfeit. While the work? Simply to copy out the Encyclopedia Britannica. Good enough? Aye, I see it is. So now, Mr. Wilson, I have an appointment and will simply leave you with my congratulations.
And leave me he did.
What a very, very interesting proposition.
Yeah, it was, Mr. Elms. And I went home very pleased with my own good fortune, but...
A feeling that did not last?
No. By evening, Doctor, I must admit I felt a low spirits, not knowing whether the whole thing was a hoax.
But you were persuaded otherwise?
It was Vincent Spalding, actually, Mr. Holmes, who brought me round to it again.
Ah.
So, the next morning, I bought a bottle of ink, a quill pen, and 7 sheets of foolscap, and started out for Pope's Court.
To find what?
Everything as promised. And Duncan Ross waiting to start me on the letter A.
And at the end of the week?
Well, he checked my work, complimented me on it, and then placed 4 shining sovereigns on the table, repeating the dose every Saturday thereafter.
But not today?
8 weeks. 8 weeks, regular as clockwork, I went there. Some days I saw him, some days I didn't. Some days a fleeting visit, some days a positive haunting. 8 weeks. Abbots, armour, architecture, acting.